with the fish story.
Another
the nice fish.
Another Uncle Bubba fish story?
But the fish.
The nice fish?
The nice fish and mean shark.
Okay, this is the story of Uncle Bubba and the nice fish and the mean shark. One day, Uncle Bubba was going down to the old fishing hole to fish and sit and drink beer and stare at the clouds. And so he got his fishing pole and his tackle box, and he walked to the reservoir, and he sat down on a rock. Plump. When all of a sudden he saw the water ripple, and he saw bubbles coming up right out in front of him. And he said, "What's that? That doesn't look like a normal fish." And then out of the water, he saw a little circle start to rise. And it came out of the water, but it was a tube. It was a black tube that was coming out of the water and coming out of the water. And then all of a sudden, a bigger circle came out below it, and he realized it was a hat. It was a top hat. And it was sitting on the head of a bright orange fish with a mustache and a monocle. And the fish said, "Good day, Uncle Bubba. I see you've come to my fishing hole." And Uncle Bubba was like, "Whoa, this is good beer." And the fish said, "I say, I have been most troubled by a very mean shark who has been chasing around my family and friends." And Uncle Bubba said, "There's a shark in this little pond? Is it a big shark?" And the fish said, "Oh, yes. In fact, it is the biggest shark in the world." And Uncle Bubba shook his head. He couldn't believe this. And he said, "All right, Mr. Fish, what do you want me to do? I don't know how to fight a shark." And the fish said, "You must train if you're going to fight a shark. You must go to another lake and seek out the wise Master Fishy Pants, because he will teach you the ways of shark wrestling." And Uncle Bubba said, "Okay, I will undertake this challenge. I will go on the call of adventure and find this fish master." And so Uncle Bubba got up, but he said, "Wait a minute, I don't know how to get to this other pond." And when he turned around to ask the fish was gone. So Uncle Bubba said, "All right, I have to find this other lake. I'm going to take an Uber." And so he got out his phone and he pressed the button, and a car came down from the clouds, and it was being carried by 200 white seagulls. And the car was a Volkswagen Beetle with no roof and a beautiful girl driving it. And Uncle Bubba said, and she said, "Hey, baby, are you looking to get to that enchanted fishy pond?" And Uncle Bubba said, "Yes'm." So he got in the magic Uber that was driven by a team of 200 white seagulls and a hot chick. And they went up into the sky, and they were cruising. And she was listening to Portugal the Man. And Uncle Bubba said, "Oh man, this is the greatest day of my life." And they were flying over Boulder County and looking down, and they were trying to find the enchanted lake. And then all of a sudden they saw a lake that was sparkling and glowing like nothing he had ever seen before. And he said, "That's got to be it. That's the spot. And look, it's shaped like a giant Uncle Bubba." And sure enough, it was. It was the perfect outline of an Uncle Bubba. So they flew the car down, and she dropped him off. And he said, "How much do I owe you?" And she said, "Oh, the ride's free. But just remember, tell your friends about Uber." And so he got out, and he started searching for Master Fishy Pants. And he stuck his head underwater, and he said, "Hey, Fishy Pants! Are you under here?" Blub, blub, blub. And sure enough, a wise old fish came out from behind a rock. and he had a long white beard like Master Wu. And he swam right up to Uncle Bubba and he said,
"You seek Master Fishy Pants."
And Uncle Bubba said, "Yes, I do. I must train to learn how to kill the biggest shark in the world." And Uncle Fishy Pants said,
"Oh, you've come to the right place. I've been training warriors to fight sharks for years. At least 2 years, if I'm not mistaken."
And Uncle Bubba said, "All right, well, what do I do? What's the first step?" And Master Fishy Pants said,
"Here, take this spear. That rhymes with beer. Then you will have no fear."
Is it getting hot in the sun? Yeah. Let's get out of the sun.
Yeah, until the rest of the story.
You want to hear the rest of the story?
Yeah, in the shade.
Oh, in the shade. You want to lay in the grass?
What about
the And so Uncle Bubba grabbed the spear. And the Fishy Pants Master said,
"Hey, we should laminate this."
Laminate this story?
Uh-huh, and make it as a book.
Oh, we should publish this as a book?
Mm-hmm. And put it in a library.
You know what? That is a great idea. When we're done, we should write the story down, and then we could print it out as a book, and we'll put it in our little library, and someone will read it and say, "What the heck is this story? This is awesome!" So Uncle Bubba is dipping his head in the Uncle Bubba-shaped lake that is enchanted. And he found Master Fishy Pants, and he now has a spear. And Master Fishy Pants says,
"Your first thing that you must do is learn how to kill small fish. Because if you're going to fight a shark, you need to learn the basics."
And so at that, a little white guppy came around a rock. But the guppy was mean. He's like, "Bleh!" And so Uncle Bubba said, "All right, you, I'm going to get you. I'm going to turn you into a fish stick, or at least make some glue." And so he went after the little fish, and the fish darted left, and the fish darted right, and Uncle Bubba was chasing him and chasing him and chasing him, and the Master Fishy Pants said, "Use the magic harpoon, everyone." And so he threw the magic harpoon, and it went left, and it went right, and it went left again, and it hit the little fish right between the eyes. And Uncle Bubba said, "I did it, I did it." And Master Fishy Pants said,
"You've done your first challenge, but there's another. You must fight that enchanted crab."
And then out from behind a rock came a crab, and he was real crabby. He said, "Shit it." Uncle Bubba said, "You are my next challenger. I will defeat you." And so he grabbed his magic spear and he chased after Krabby McCrabbington. And he went left, and then he went right, and he went left again, and then he threw the spear and it went right between the eyes. And Krabby McCrabbington went blah, and he turned into crab cakes that Uncle Bubba ate for lunch. And Uncle Bubba said, "Yes! I have defeated the second challenger." And Master Fishy Pants said,
"That is very good. You have defeated the first two challenges, but there is still one more remaining. You have to battle the great trash monster of this lake."
And Uncle Bubba said, "What's a trash monster?" And as he was thinking about it, from behind Uncle Bubba rose a tire. And then a refrigerator, and then an old car, and then twisted metal that was actually teeth, and all of it was stuck together in one giant pile of garbage that was alive. And the trash monster rose from the depths of the lake and went, and Uncle Bubba peed his pants. But then he said, "No! I will defeat you. I will complete this third challenge." And so he chased after the garbage monster, and he went left, and he went right, and he went left again, and he threw his spear, and it went whoosh, 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 and it bounced off.
because the trash monster was made of hard metal garbage, and he went, "Ugh, ha, ha, ha. You can't use that little spear against me. I am all the trash of Boulder County."
How about he found a sword?
And so Uncle Bubba said, "Oh, my spear won't work. But look, there in the middle of the trash pile is an enchanted sword." Shwing! And he pulled the sword out, and it was glowing bright.
And it got him in the wipe and the eye.
And so he went after the trash monster, and he went left, and he went right, and he went left again, and he jumped up in the air in the water, and he was diving the sword at the trash monster right here. Creak! And the sword broke in half. And Uncle Bubba said, "No, this trash monster is too hard. I can't kill him with weapons." And so Uncle Bubba had a new idea. He went down to Pearl Street, and he got himself a megaphone, and he said, "Listen up, all you Boulder hippies. There's a giant pile of trash in the middle of this beautiful pond. Are you going to stand for that?" And all the hippies said, "No way, man. That's unclean. That's not one with Mother Earth." So they splashed on their patchouli oil, and they threw on really expensive clothes that they had bought at Prana, and they got in their Land Rovers, and they drove down to the enchanted pond. And they got all their picket signs, and they were like, "Dude, uncool." And the trash monster said,
"What?"
And all the hippies were like, "Dude, this is like a living Mother Earth creature. You're like totally ruining our vibe, man." And so the trash monster got really confused with all the hippies, and they were so smelly that the trash monster was like, "Oh, I thought I smelled bad. You smell worse." And the trash monster wavered to the left and wavered to the right and went left again and fell and turned back into a pile of garbage. And Uncle Bubba said, "Yes! I used my wits and I outsmarted him." And at that, all of a sudden, he heard the sound of hundreds of wings flapping. And down from the clouds came the enchanted Uber, which was a Volkswagen Beetle led by 200 white seagulls and a hot chick listening to Portugal the Man. And it landed and said, and she said, "Well, brave warrior, I see you've completed your 3 challenges. Master Fishy Pants must be so proud of you." And Uncle Bubba said, "Who?" And Uncle Bubba was eating fish sticks that he made out of Master Fishy Pants. He forgot that was his master, and he turned them into fish sticks and ate them. And he was sucking up the white beard like a piece of spaghetti. And so now Uncle Bubba had to go back and fight the mean shark. And he had been trained, and he had a magic spear and half a sword. And when he got back to the first pond, the first reservoir, he saw in the water, it started to ripple, and then a circle came out, and a tube, and another circle, and it was a top hat on top of that bright orange fish.
He said, "Good day, sir. I see that you have returned from your quest."
And Uncle Bubba said, "Yes, I am back. I am a warrior, and I am ready to defeat the mean shark." And then all of a sudden, he saw a fin come out of the water. And at first, it was just a little tiny fin. And he said, "That's it? That's the shark fin? I thought this was the biggest shark in the world." But then that fin got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And before he knew it, the shark fin was so big it blocked out the sun. And it was still rising. And then all of a sudden, it stopped and the back of a gigantic shark rose from the water. And teeth upon teeth upon teeth upon teeth came out of the water. And Uncle Bubba said, "Oh my goodness.
this must be the evil shark that I must battle. And he said, how can I defeat the shark? It's so big. It's blocking out the sun. It's like 3 miles tall. How will I ever defeat him? Do you know what he did?
What?
Do you know what he did? Come here, I'll tell you. And the shark went... Nasty! And the shark lowered back into the water. It's like, oh, homie, I can't deal with that right now. And the teeth went underwater. And then his back went underwater. And then the fin got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and disappeared. And he never came back again. The end.
Is this a good story?
We're gonna laminate it and put it in the library and see if anybody wanted to read it.
Nice.
To see if anybody wants to read it! Yay! What did you do?
Fourth annual themed barbecue, Mad Men on Vacation.
Yes!
And here's my message.